Ashrei Ha'ish. Over the word Ha'ish, you have a Rabia. A dot over the Aleph. It's called a Rabia. There are three different ways that we say the Rabia. This is the first one, which is called Rabia Gadol. It goes like this. Ashrei Ha'ish. Ashrei Ha'ish. Rabia Gadol. Now this will come in the beginning of a pasuk or towards the middle only. The beginning of the pasuk or the middle. Ashrei Ha'ish. Now the second Rabia would be at the end of the pasuk. U'moshab lesim. Look at the end of the pasuk. U'moshab lesim. Over the sadi, you see a Rabia. And on the right-hand side of it, a little sign, which we call a gerish. This is called Rabia Mugrash. And this only comes at the end of the sentence, the end of the pasuk. And it goes like this. Ub Moshe Blesim. Ub Moshe Blesim. So this is called Rabia Mugrash. The first Rabia, Rabia Gadol, Eshnei Ha'ish. Rabia Mugrash at the end of the sentence. Ub Moshe Blesim. Now the third Rabia, if you look in the second sentence, Ki im Beturat Hashem Hefso. Over Hashem's name, the Vav, you have a Rabia. The next word, Hefso. Over the Chet, you have something like a Shofar Mehopach. Under the Saddi, the sign that we call a Ma'arich. This Rabia must be followed by the what we call Ole Veyored. Ole Veyored. Rabia Ole Veyored. Goes like this. Ki im betorat hamonai hefso. Ki im betorat hamonai hefso. This is called Rabia Katan. So the three Rabias. The first one, Rabia Gadol, comes at the beginning of the pasuk or the middle. Ashrei Ha'ish. The second Rabia comes only at the end. Ub Moshe Blesim. Rabia Mugrash. Ub Moshe Blesim. The third Rabia, which is called Rabia Katan, must be a Rabia followed by Ole Veyored. Ki im Betorat Hamonai Hefso. Those of you who are familiar with Tehillim a little bit will remember Shir HaMa'alot Rabia Ole Veyored. Okay, let's go back. Ashrei Ha'ish.